G-Spot GG saying hasta la vista until next week when we return to our regular programming of Salsa, Bachata, Merengue, Reggaeton y Latin House. Right now in the house, Rockin' Rossin.
That is not my name.
She's not. That's not your name. Did you change your name overnight?
Never, Rockin' Rossin.
Okay. I called you that, right? All right. So.
Yo, you changed your name from G-Spot. Can I be G-Spot?
Nah, I'm not going to change it. I decided I'm not going to change it. All right, well, you have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. A little more flamenco, and after that, we get into some heavy, heavy stuff.
Everybody, it's Emma. It's Saturday. I got some music for you. I think this is from Chicago. The guy doesn't say where he's from. I'm gonna find out for you because this guy's dope. He actually has some dope remixes of well, I'm not gonna say because they're dirty songs, but if you want to know, you should hit me up. He's got some dope remixes of some old Chicago ghetto house tracks. But here's some Tony Braxton. This is DJ Ty. Bam 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 bam. CITR. Bam, bam. This is a new release on Mobile Tracks. It's a free download. You can go look for it if you feel like it. I'm not telling you how to do it. DJ Tamil, by the way. By the way. Industries Incorporated, Chicago. 2013. Slicks Acid, Slick Rick DeMaster. Hey everybody, as most of you, or some of you know, May 14th is the provincial election. I'd just like to remind all of you that our current premier, Christy Clark, wasn't even elected. She was appointed after the disgraceful stepping down of our previous premier, Gordon Campbell, who continues to work actively in government today as the High Commissioner to the UK. He gets paid more than $100,000 a year, and I remind you that he left in disgrace over the Bazivirk scandal, and he was also caught drinking and driving, which, as many of you know, actually kills people. And although he didn't get caught for killing anybody, drunk driving is not something that a respectable person does, because you are increasing the chances that you are going to be a reckless driver and you don't even care. And a lot of people have been killed senselessly and needlessly by drunk drivers. And I don't doubt for a second that Gordon Campbell would kill somebody and only care because he got in trouble, not because of a family crime. I just got to say, the views expressed on my show do not reflect the views of the station. I'm talking by myself, to myself, all alone at the UBC. All the lights are off, and I'm scared. So with that being said, the NDP actually stand a really good chance of winning this year, which would be dope because they are running on a platform of being pro-environment. Recently, Adrian Dix, the man running for premier, said that he would not allow the Kitimat pipeline to go through. And for those of you that don't know, resource rights are provincial rights. So all the responsibility for what happens to our natural resources rests in the authority of the province. So this would actually be an election to care about, because it's a provincial election and we're kind of at the point where a whole bunch of really, really bad stuff could happen in Canada in regards to, resource extraction and fracking and whatnot and all that stuff. So if you actually get off your butts, and try not to be condescending because I know how it goes, if you get off your butts and you go and you vote for the NDP this time around, we could actually stop a lot of bad stuff happening in our province. And I would be really, really stoked. Not to say that if we vote for the NDP, we can become complacent, because that's a really bad idea in general, but if we had a government that was actually pro-environment, we would actually have a chance of being able to lobby them for further changes and whatnot. And having a government that actually cares about what you and I think would also be really cool, because then there would be a reason to take part in politics. And like, despite the fact that our system is failing and is a failure and has always failed, doesn't mean that we can't work within it to at least keep the environment, so that when you're feeling really bogged down by how crappy the city is, that you can go off into nature by yourself and like be with the moon and stuff, and it'll still be there, and you won't die from smog inhalation on your way up to the mountain or wherever you're going to go to be alone, to be with nature. That was my ramble. what I just played was DJ Little Tay and DJ Manny. It's some Baltimore club. The album or the compilation is called Operation Playtime. It's one of my favorites. This is a live recording of a Zap cover. More bounce to the ounce.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? This is Dame Funk, and I want y'all to hear something. This is a recording of the one and only Master Blaster, recorded live in Tallahassee, Florida, in 2011 with Computer J, myself, and the late...
I also wanted to say that Christy Clark told me the other day that she knew who Jack the Ripper actually was, and that if I voted for her, that she would tell me who Jack the Ripper was. And I just want to say, I don't believe you.
Great J1. Check it out. More bounce, 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 bounce.
Down, mama.
DJ Manny, DJ Rashad. This is most definitely a recognizable one. Anybody that listened to Tech Life Volume 1, welcome to the Chai, which you should have. I got one more American song for you before we switch up, play the ads, and get into Canadian content. I got some dope music from friends tonight, so I'm really excited. This is another Ghetto DJ's track. This is a remix of Kool-Aid by DJ Sound.
Come on, yeah, yeah, come on, come on. Musically inclined, yeah, yeah, to put something in your mind.
I'm hearing you.
Something about a drink.
All right, here we go.
Come on,
come on, come on, come on.
Here we go, here we go. Right,
right,
come on,
right, come on.
Yeah,
come on,
come on.
So hear me out, yo.
All right. Check it out.
I'm hearing you.
Hear you.
I'ma drop this one right here.
Come check on. It,
check it out,
check it out.
On this track,
yeah.
Come on,
come on,
come on.
So check this out,
yeah.
I hear you, though.
Right?
I hear you.
I hear you.
Like this, man.
Come on.
Check it. Here is the plan. Take a trip to the kitchen and listen while you take a sip of this potion. But not with the ill man behavior that you drink with your neighbor. So check out the flavor. No need for the bottle. Have a glass, get a cup. Put some water in the pitcher. Get a spoon, stir it up, stir it up. Make it sweet so I can chill in the cool shade. Lemonade is cool, but I prefer the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Get the picture.
Yeah.
Who need a 40 ounce so you can burn your damn chest up and get your minds messed up? I'm fed up with all of this intoxication with the damn nation. Police stations, relations could be amplified if you tried a little Kool-Aid and get the ultimate sugar high. Don't lie to me, brother. You might as well admit it, cause the truth is in your face. So here, have a taste.
Have a taste.
Yeah.
Have a taste.
Yeah. If you wanna keep your mind, you need to put down the wine.
The wine.
I'd rather chill in the shade.
In the shade.
With a glass of Kool-Aid.
Come on, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. If you wanna keep your mind,
come on.
You need to put down the wine.
Keep going.
Keep going. I'd rather chill. In the shade,
come on,
in the shade,
bro.
With a glass of Kool-Aid.
Come on, come on,
yeah,
yeah.
Come on, yeah. Say what? Say what?
DJ, DJ,
yeah. Open up the fridge, have a drink, save a little bit. You greedy little hypocrite. Let me take a little sip of Kool-Aid, a Kool-Aid. You know I'm gonna have soon. Drinking alcohol, got me throwing up in bathrooms. At a disco, after drinking Cisco. They wanted me to drive, I don't think this shit is live. Going up to every bar, trying to look like a star. The drink made my breath stink and crashing up the car. I'd rather have the Kool-Aid and drink it on the go. Chuck a look for relief as I just let it flow.
Let it flow
down
let
the pipe as I maintain the please. If the Kool-Aid is cold, then I will get the brain freeze. Flavor kicking like a rabbit. Mix it with 7-Up. Stir it up. Freeze it overnight to make icy cups.
Did you sell it?
Hell yeah. Sold it to my neighborhood. Plus I made a little profit with money in my pocket. If you wanna keep your mind, you need to put down the wine.
Yeah.
I like to chill in the shade. With a glass of Kool-Aid.
Come on.
If you wanna keep your mind, you need to put down the wine.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Break it down.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Straight for 97. Dropping this fat beat.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
DJ Sound.
DJ Sound.
It's in the house.
In the house.
Kick the third first.
Come
third.
On first. Come
check
on.
It out.
Come
on. All right.
Drinking up a six pack, you should have another batch of Kool-Aid. It's sweet enough to get the breath of Tic Tac. Now I remember way back when I was a rug rat. My mother breaking out a pack so I can chug a lug back. You know the flavor, kid. Get the glass, drink it up. Help yourself another cup.
Yeah.
Hope the shit is sweet enough. I eat enough of cookies or whatever that you call a lunch.
Right.
Had a hunch, drinking at the party when he spiked
come
the punch.
On.
Flip from the last drop, sweeter than a lollipop. I like to have it on the rocks. Flavor made the body shock. Whatever comes to mind, all the drinks you have that you would try. Mix it up. Now you got a pitcher full of suicide. Forget the gin and juice, it's far beyond obedient. But Kool-Aid is quick to make with only three ingredients. It's the Kool-Aid, gotta have the Kool-Aid. Man, I need the Kool-Aid, I gotta have the Kool-Aid. So get a sip of that and let it take you way back. I know you wanna lay back, but 30 cents will get a pack.
Yeah.
It's simple that the reason that I have another flavor in the refrigerator. Peace.
Yeah.
So if you wanna keep your mind, you need to put down the wine. I like to chill in the shade with a glass of Kool-Aid.
Come on.
If you wanna keep your mind, you need to put down the wine. I like
chill in the shade. Peace. DJ Sound, you know what I'm saying? So there you have it, dog. House. House.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
It again.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay. Up first, for Canadian content, I got my friend Leon. I don't even know what he calls himself. I think it's Human Rhythm Composer. I'm sorry, buddy. He sent me this dope song. He named it after me. Get them cool.
Thank you.
Hey, the next track I have for you comes from Dream Dior. He's part of the Chapel Sound crew. They're dope. They often perform in the Livestock Room at Fortune. Not that they like Fortune very much, but they sometimes perform there, and they're really dope. They're a local crew dedicated to finding cool new sounds and being about it and being open and accepting to all. And they're also really into hip-hop, and that's really cool, apparently. Yeah, no, it is really cool. This is Dream Dior's Conga.
Species.
Dope outro, bro. This is I Dump Music. Up next, The Passenger. Thermoderma, then Synaptic Sandwich. 9 o'clock. Exclusive. Thank you. Alright, wake up, you can't sleep here. This is my last song for tonight. This is my dear friend Tessie Vohanka, aka Irma. She just started writing music. That's not true. She started writing music a long time ago. But she's putting herself together. Thanks for listening. Shout outs to all the girls on their periods. Takes a full moon to make us bleed. Peace. Synaptic Sandwich up next.
Drain.